Let's go.
All right, today I have the honor of being joined by a Boston legend, a food reviewer on Instagram and TikTok, a fellow Boston native, just like myself, and a good friend of mine, Tommy DeVito. Tommy is a fellow Boston native, like I said, has had his own food review page on Instagram and TikTok for over 5 years now, just eclipsed 50,000 followers on Instagram. So congratulations on that milestone, Tommy. Welcome to the Primetime Sports Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Thank you. The honor's all mine, Joey. Thank you for having me on. I'm hyped to be here. Primetime Sports Podcast. Let's go, baby.
I love it, dude. I love the energy. I'm psyched that we were able to make this happen. I know we've been talking for like a few months now about finding a time to get us both on the same, Zoom session here just to get an interview in. And obviously today everything kind of matched up well. So thank you so much. Obviously I know it's busy with the holidays, so taking the time to join me is definitely appreciated. So we'll start out talking about your food review journey, and then we'll talk about some sports at the end. We'll start out with the beginning. I heard today, I was rewatching all your episodes because I was like, I want to see the amount of places he's gone, which I watched them all when you post it, but I was like, I got to go through and see everywhere he's been, towns, different restaurants, different types of food. And I found a video. It was from not too long, a few months ago, where you were asked, about the start of your journey. And you mentioned Tasty Burger being kind of the beginning during your freshman year of college when you went with your friends. So I'm sure that's probably going to be part of the answer. But my question is, how did your food review journey begin back in 2020?
Gotcha. Well, everyone watching, this guy does his homework. Joey is a goat. Unbelievable what he does. Not a lot of people know that story, and this guy was able to find it. A couple of the guys. Shout out my boy Joe Kahn and Kevin Zarna, a couple of Dorchester guys. My freshman year of college, we were at Tasty Burger after going to watch our high school play just to see how the guys were doing on the team. And they were like, order for us. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, order for us. You always know what to get. And I'm like, all right, ordered for them. They loved it. They're like, you got to do something with this. Put a phone in my face, started recording, never looked back. Here we are now, and I'm on your podcast.
That's awesome, dude. That's great though. It started out as something so small, right? Like just
Minuscule.
small memory, just out with the boys, catching up. Obviously, you're in your freshman year of college. Nice to see Kevin and obviously Joe again. And then all of a sudden you blink, here you are today, five, almost 6 years later, and you have a food review page on Instagram with 50,000 followers. And you're legitimate, dude, truly. Like all your interviews that you do, you had Jeremy Piven, you had AJ Dillon. Like you've really grown this into something really special. So seeing it start out as something that was just, something very small, just going for lunch or dinner with the boys, and then all of a sudden it turns into this is awesome. So what was your inspiration behind starting the Instagram page? I know you said you started doing videos, that first day they put the phone in front of you, but what kind of inspired you to start that page on Instagram and TikTok?
Honestly, I don't know if you know this. This is actually connected with sports. When I was in college, I was looking to play college basketball in college, and I had a few schools looking at me. I ended up going to Babson, didn't work out. I didn't play there. And once the ball starts bouncing, stops bouncing, like that was my entire life. I'm kind of like, what do I do now? Like, I was kind of trying to put the pieces of life together when your blueprint's ripped out from under you. Food has always been kind of an integral part of my life. I mean, my pops, he cooks every Sunday. Irish Italian kid growing up in Boston, like, food has always just been a big thing. I was the fat kid growing up. I was proud of it. I loved food. I was like, all right, what if I try something with food? TikTok came out and like the whole COVID thing. I was like, all right, bro, let's run with this. My friends kind of were the ones that pushed me in that direction. And I was like, you got to try at something. So, I mean, I'd rather try and fail, at this age than try later on when I'm 40 years old. So I was like, let's just run with this and see what happens. And it's been good so far. And hopefully we'll keep going from here.
It was a success though, dude. I know you said you could try, and obviously there are chances you fail, especially nowadays with social media. Like it's tough to really get, views on certain things. So it's really hard at the beginning, right? You have to keep putting out content every day to try to get, the engagements up and insights up and get views. But dude, kind of right away, you had a solid following, and then it just kept growing, day by day, year by year. And you definitely stayed committed to, creating, posts every single day, going to different places, which I think is what makes your page so unique. There are people that do food reviews, but no one goes all around like you have, right? You have videos in Prague,
No.
Italy, Washington, D.C., South Carolina. Like you've been everywhere, truly. And that's something that you should be very proud of. So what post do you have, like one single post that you kind of remember, like, oh, this was the one that kind of changed everything for me, where you really started seeing it take off?
Kind of changed everything. That's a good question, my friend. I have a couple that come to mind. I would say, what was this? This was like junior, senior year of college. We went to B Dubs and did the Buffalo Wild Wings challenge. And my buddies were like, there's no way you finish it. But I was like, dude, it's a Wednesday night, like just trying to get something posted. Like, let's just rip it. And it got 5 million views. And I was like, I woke up the next morning. I'm like, what the hell? Why is so many people watching this? That when I was kind of like, okay, like this social media can really explode overnight. That's kind of was a signatory sign. But favorite video, Man, I'd probably have to say I'm gonna go ACTjoya. That's my spot. It was I want to say it was a year after graduating college. I was down in the Cape, and I do deep dives to find these restaurants, like whether it be social media, Reddit, YouTube, magazine articles, Eater, you name it. I'm reading it to try and find, like, all right, where are the spots that people aren't really talking about. And I actually saw this like Cape Cod like mom Instagram account that posts like slideshows of things that are going on in Cape Cod. Post one slide, like the sixth slide of the sandwich, and I was like, "What the hell is that?" And I saw the sandwich, clicked the account, saw them, and was like, "All right, we got to go try this." They didn't really have a lot going on. They were just this mother and daughter who fresh make cheese and focaccia bread every single morning in this little shop next to a bike shop in Brewster, Massachusetts. I was like, what the hell? Like, how has nobody ever talked about this? So I go, I see that they're legit. Mom came over from Italy. Daughter's a grinder doing this every single day. And it was some of the best food I've ever had. I filmed the video and then I tried going next week and like, it was nuclear. Like, the people were like, oh my God, like, we did more, sales in the last week than we did however many time before that. So that was kind of a really like, whoa, like, posting on social media can actually have an impact on things. Like, I just thought I was some goofball that posted the food he liked, and then I see something like that happen. So that was kind of like, wow, like, keep doing what you're doing. And it's a team effort. Like, I gotta give credit to all my friends, Pat, Frank, Evan, everyone that comes with me on these. Like, they're the ones who are like, dude, there's something here. Keep going. Here we are.
Dude,
That's
that's
it. Favorite video
miraculous
though.
though. That's a great thing too, that you can have that, connection of being kind of an advertiser for some of these businesses, right? When you're going and you're kind of reviewing it, they're getting obviously a lot of views, people are finding out about it, especially the under the radar place like you just mentioned. It's really great for their business. It's also something that, you can look back at and say, oh wow, I went to this place, and like you just said, they had their biggest week of business ever because probably you promoting on that Instagram was a big help, obviously, to kind of catapult things. So that's great, dude. You got to look at it that way of being like, wow, it's not only it's great for me, obviously you have a lot of views for it, but you're also helping them. So it's obviously it definitely a big time accomplishment. And I know you said you do your research to try to figure out where to go next. Do you sometimes get DMs from people that are like, hey, come and try this restaurant, it's the best in X area? Do you get that a lot, where you get reviews, where people are saying, go
Like,
check out this
restaurants
place?
themselves will reach out and be like, hey, like, we got the best food in this. And I'm just like, okay, like, there's only one of me, like, there's only so many places I can go and eat. I don't want to turn into a big glutton. So, like, there are a lot of places where, they'll fall through the cracks. There are a lot of places where I'll go and I'm like, it's not great. And I'm not the guy to post the negative reviews. People think, like, oh, you like everything. That's really not the case. I'm pretty picky, to be honest. So when I do post something, and like, I like the food, I'm not lying to the people that are out there. Like, people aren't saying, like, oh, the restaurant's having you do this. I'm like, bro, I'm posting it because I like it. Like, if you don't like it, then don't watch. Like, God bless. I don't know what you want me to say about it.
That's the truth. At the end of the day, you can't please everyone, right? There's always going
That's
to be
what it is. There's always going to be
comments.
someone hating. So I'm like, long as you don't hate on my family or friends, I can take all the hate you want. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you have 50,000 followers, so you have a lot of people that are fan of what you do. You know what I
I
mean? So
appreciate you, bro.
there's always
I
going to be
appreciate
people
you
that have a
too.
negative comment. That's just the way things are, but
That's the
you
way it
never really
goes.
let that stop you, right? Obviously. And you played basketball your whole life, so I'm sure you were heckled in the fans
Oh,
playing at
yeah.
BLS, right? Like,
Oh, yeah. You know.
that's part of trying to get somewhere, right? At the end of the day, you're always gonna have people that are, kind of giving you, noise in the background, kind of root against you and stuff. But with the way that you've, done your page, 50,000 followers, you have a lot of people that have supported you. And you mentioned two of your friends or three of your friends already, Pat, Mike, Gavin, that have been, with you through the journey. What has your experience been like, having them along, the journey to film, record, edit, and all of that?
Oh, everything. I would say, I think the two guys I run the account with, shout out my boy Pat Manning. He's the guy behind the camera pretty much every single video that's being filmed. And then our boy Cookie, he lives in LA. I went to college with him. Those guys played baseball together at Babson. I was just kind of boys with them and hung out with them. But really, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know my ass or my elbow, pardon my French on the podcast. I'm
Okay.
doing these things. I'm just the guy who's like, all right, I like this food. I'll post it on Instagram. Whatever happens, happens. They're the ones who are kind of the business minds and like, hey, how can we get a partnership doing something with a brand, or how can we get outreach, more views, things like that. And I'm just kind of like, cool, like, I'll go to the restaurant, eat the food, like, you guys handle everything else, we'll enjoy it together. And that's kind of how we operate. So I give them all the credit. I'm just the guy in front of the camera.
I mean, it's a team, like you said, though, right? You guys
It's a
are all
team,
kind of
man.
working
It's a team.
together.
You're not winning any sport as an individual unless it's tennis, but anything, like, your basketball, baseball, you need to have the team to win.
You're right. Everyone's got to work together, right? Do your job, as
Yeah,
Bill Belichick used to say. So that's exactly it, right? Everyone
you
kind
know the
of,
drill.
coincides, you know, and works. And you played basketball, you know, obviously growing up. So you obviously know being on a team like a basketball, a team sport like basketball, everyone's got to work together. And you played at BLS with a good friend of mine, Jake Harrison. I know that that's one guy you're friends with, and now he's playing,
BLS
obviously,
legend right there. Shout out Jake.
the GOAT. He's actually going to come on the podcast one day. Me and him have talked about trying to get
No.
him on. So,
Oh, dude, he's a pro. You got a pro coming on the podcast.
I mean, I got you on it. You're a Boston GOAT too, so
Yo,
it's kind of
get
like,
out of here,
I got
man.
everything covered here. But when he does come on the podcast, I'd love for you to join too, and you guys come on
Oh,
and talk some hoops and obviously
sign me
talk
up.
food and all that.
Sign
So
me up.
it'd be great. It'd be great. I know you guys are friends as well, so it'd be a great episode. Three people that are from Boston too, which you don't really see many people nowadays from Boston. Like having your own food review page, being from Boston, that's a very unique thing. You know what I mean? We grew up with a lot of kids from Boston. Not many people are doing stuff on social media like that, which it's not easy, but obviously you found your way and having, you know, as much success you've had, especially in 5 years, right? It when you start out, you know, at the bottom, right, where you're really just kind of working your way one video to the second year, to the fifth, to the 10th, it's not easy, but you kept stacking days and obviously stacking videos, and you've been in a lot of places, right? And now with how popular you've become, have you been recognized on the street now that you have 50,000 followers? I mean, I feel like when you walk around Boston, someone's got to be like, this is the Boston legend right here, Tommy DeVito.
I would be lying to you. Yeah, I've had people stop me and say stuff. It's humbling. I'm kind of like, like if people ask for a picture and I'm kind of like, I'm almost like, why do you want a picture with me? I just eat food on TikTok, But it's cool. It's really cool to see, a lot of people just laughed at me and made fun of me when I started this. And now people are like, hey, can I take a picture? Or, hey, you're the guy. And I'm like, I'm always so appreciative because I remember when people would laugh and be like, that kid tries to do that. And now they're like, dude, I love your videos. And I'm like, bro, that means so much more than because you probably see my comments. I got a lot of hate. A lot of hate comes with doing these things. So when you get an interaction like that, it makes it all worth it. And so I'm lucky to be able to have people that, I don't know, listen to me, follow me, like me. I'm grateful for all of them, and it's cool to have moments like that.
Definitely. Yeah, and you're only going to get recognized more and more the more you do this. So,
Unless I'm with you, man, then they're gonna come up to you.
now that I get you on the podcast here, I think it's going to be different for me now, right? People are going to see me and say, oh, you interviewed Tommy DeVito. How often do you get, which obviously Tommy DeVito is an NFL quarterback as well. Does anybody ever mix up the names?
Oh,
Do
I get a
you
lot. Yeah, a lot
ever
of.
get
God bless to that guy. He can be Tommy Cutlets, but I'm Tommy DeVito. I'm the Tommy DeVito from Boston. So if people hear that name, I hope they think of me. But good luck to that guy and everything he does for the Patriots. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's not much else I'm gonna say about that, dude.
Dude, you should get him on the podcast, though. Another podcast. That'd be nice to
On a
have him on my
video?
pod. You should get him on a food review. Yes, you should do that one day if you could ever coordinate that. That'd be cool.
I did meet his agent actually in the North End at a feast. I was walking out leaving, and actually a kid called my name, and I was like, oh, what's up, man? And he was talking to that guy, and I was kind of like, oh, no way. And he was kind of like, oh, you got my book, blah blah blah, you're the kid who does that. I'm like, yeah. And he was kind of like, yeah, we'll be in touch, and nothing ever came of it. So I mean, if he wants to do something, they can reach out. But I think I made enough of an effort to just say hi and I'm the kid that does this if you ever want to do something. So we'll
Yeah.
see.
It's all about putting yourself out there. And I think his name's Sean Stilato, right? I think that's him. That's
Yeah.
his agent. He's a local guy as well. Grew up, I think it was in Salem. You know, he's obviously a guy that still lives in the area as well. So I'm sure you might run into him again. And now with Tommy playing for the Patriots as well, I feel like that could be a good person to have on a review one day, which you've had a lot of athletes now, big time ones too. Will Middlebrooks on AJ Dillon. You had Jeremy Piven as well. How did those reviews come to be? Which it's hard to get, especially someone like Jeremy Piven, who's, you know, big time. And Will
Yeah.
Middlebrooks obviously is big, and AJ Dillon, but getting a guy like Jeremy Piven, who also reposted on his Instagram, was
Yeah.
so cool. How did, you know, those
Really
three
cool.
reviews come to be?
Will, shout out Will Middlebrooks, man. You want to talk about someone who was in on the ground floor? That dude followed me when I did not have many followers at all. And I was kind of like, oh my God, Will Middlebrooks followed us on Instagram. You got to be kidding me. And so he kind of would always comment, we'd reach out and then DM'd us, was like, kind of what's going on? And I was like, dude, we got to get you in an episode. And he's like, let's run it. And it was a lot of back and forth for a couple months. And then we finally made it happen. And honestly, man, I'm 25 years old. I've seen a lot in my life, but that was a really cool kind of experience. I'm like, bro, I used to worship this dude on the television, and now he's sitting next to me eating lunch. And now, he's gotten me tickets to a Red Sox game before. I'd consider him a friend of mine. It's kind of like, how does life work like that? I guess I took a leap of faith a few years ago, and now this happens. It's, I don't know. AJ Dillon, let me think about the other guys. AJ Dillon, that was at the BC tailgate. So, I mean, Boston College alumni legend right here. My brother goes there, and there was playing Notre Dame, and I was like, all right, let me film a video where I just eat random people's food to just put something out there. And I saw him there. I'm like, Okay, we gotta get him in the video. Sorry. He just went right up to him. I'm like, yo, you trying to be in a food review? And he was like, who the hell is this kid? But all right, let's run it. And we did it, and he was in it, and he commented, and so it was cool. So he's a great dude. I was, just spur of the moment, kind of it just happened. And then Jeremy Piven, if you know me, if you know who I am, Entourage is my number one thing ever for entertainment. Like that is like the lifestyle I tried to emulate, you know what I'm saying? And he posted a video and he was like, hey, I'm coming to Boston for a stand-up comedy show. Whatever date it was, like, come to the Wilbur and I'll see you there. And I saw that. I was like, he's gonna be in Boston. I'm like, no way he answers, but like I'll shoot him a message, be like, hey, you wanna be in an episode or something? Shot him a message. Hour later he replies, he's like, I'm in, got your tickets as well. I'm like, there is no way Ari Gold just answered my DM saying he's gonna eat lunch with me. And so, got his number, texted him, grabbed lunch, went to his show, and guy was a riot. But it was really like that was a moment where I don't know. Like I've met a lot of people. I never really kind of, get starstruck or anything like that. But like when we sat down at lunch and I looked over there, I was like, yo, Evan, Ari Gold's eating lunch with us right now. This is pretty daft. So that was crazy. But I'm lucky to be able to do this. I don't know how the heck it happens. God is good, but I've lived it.
Dude, that was the biggest post. I saw that, and he reposted it too. And I was like, dude, this is unreal. That was unreal because that's obviously a big time name, big time actor. Everybody knows him, and like you said, Entourage is your favorite show as well. So just being able to meet him is cool. Then you have him in a food review. Obviously, have his number, get to know him. He got you tickets as well. Like that's so special, and that's the nice thing about this journey that you're on right now, right? Like we said, you started somewhere. Just started with that small thing with Joe, obviously at it's a Tasty Burger, right? And then you kind of grew all the way to this, and you're having lunch now and it with Jeremy Piven. Like it's just so
It's
crazy how
crazy when
quick
you put it
things
like
move.
that. It really is.
Like you said, it's a small thing, right? You and Kevin and Joe just getting lunch, and then here you go. You blink, and 5 or 6 years later, which you stayed committed to the process. And that's one thing I want to ask you about. How hard is it with obviously having a full-time job? You were a college student as well while doing this. How difficult is it to try to stay consistent, putting out episodes and reviews each and every week, which you do at least one, it seems like, a week, maybe even 2 or 3. How difficult is it to try to balance that?
I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like we grew up pretty similarly in Boston. Like, no one is giving you anything. If you want something in life, you got to do something differently to get it. And so, growing up, going to BLS, playing sports, going to college, like you're doing all the right things, but I'm kind of like, this is it. Like, and then I'm gonna go get a job and work for 60 years. Like, that's it. Like, I work so hard and I meet all these people to just do that. Like, it just seems like there's more out there. And when this kind of opportunity with social media being like a side hustle or just something else to do for fun presented itself, I was like, all right, like I gotta at least try this because I'm gonna lose my mind if I don't have an outlet, or it's not, working out or doing something else, like an outlet where like this could be something bigger than, just getting promoted at your job in 3 years. You know what I mean? And so once I kind of realized like, all right, it's gonna be the same for the next 60 years, I was like, I can't give up on this. Like I gotta be consistent with it. Like you ask people who have blown up and have like big followings on social media, like the biggest thing is consistency. Like just keep posting, just keep posting, just keep posting. And honestly, like I might sound a little arrogant saying this, like the thought of just being average and, going and clocking in, clocking out of work, coming home and having a beer and calling it a day, like that, like petrifies me. Like I don't want that. And, these videos have opened so many doors for me already in my life, places I've visited, people I've met, restaurants I've been to, like that I never could have imagined, like I kind of just did it for fun with my friends and I'm here now and I'm like, this isn't something I want to give up on. I want to see what other doors that this can open. And so I'm kind of just barreling through them by posting as much as I can.
And you've stuck to it, and you've stuck to it. When you're starting out with, I know you had, the first one or two reviews right before the pandemic happened, obviously took like a year of a hiatus, then you got right back into it, which I feel like the pandemic, obviously there were a lot of tough situations with it, but I felt like it gave people time to try to figure out things they want to do. And you were still a college student. Freshman year was when we got sent home for COVID. But probably right around then, you realized, all right, you might not be able to do food reviews, right, for a year because restaurants were closed for a while and you couldn't really go in places. But that year, you come back that following year, was it March of February of 2021, and you put out like your third or fourth review on your Instagram, and then things really did start taking off, day by day. But during the pandemic, was your goal, once things kind of settled down and restaurants opened up, was it to get back into it and start doing reviews again?
Honestly, it was kind of like I was focusing on other things in life when COVID hit. I was kind of like, when COVID hit, I was like, like I said, I've always been the fat kid. I'm like, why don't I just get in good shape? So I started, working out religiously. And once stuff started opening back up, I was kind of like, all right, let's keep these videos going. And I kind of did them not as religiously or as consistently as I do now, but in college I'd post them here and there. And it was really when I graduated college is when I kind of hit the ground running with them.
Yeah, and you stayed, obviously, Babson's a great school, but you stayed committed to still doing the reviews while you're being a full-time student, which it's tough, dude. It's tough, especially when, you don't really have much time in your schedule when you're in college with classes and, trying to go see places, get things recorded, get things edited. Like, it's not easy to find that time, but obviously you did find a way to make it work. And now you look back, obviously, at all of the reviews you've done and all the places you've been, which I've already mentioned some, Boston, Philly, New York, Washington, D.C., South Carolina, Prague, Italy, Florence and Milan. Like, you've been everywhere now, right? You've been in a lot of different places outside of Boston, because I think there'd be a bias on my end and your end, because we both love
Yes.
Boston. Outside of Boston, which of those three places that I mentioned, or in the other ones that I didn't mention, which three stood out most to you? And I'm sure Italy's probably going to be
Like
in the
food
top
cities,
three
you're
for now.
saying?
Yeah, cities. Yeah. Of three that you can name outside of Boston.
Well, I studied abroad in Milan my junior year of college, and dude, like, Milan is special with the food, I will say. Not just because it's Italian, big metropolitan city, like the diversity there. Like, I had some of the best Chinese food I've ever had in my life in Milan, and it's just like hot. Like, we're on an alleyway, like two streets away from, the best pizzeria in Italy. Like, how are we finding these dumplings here? I'd say Milan was a city that really stood out to me. I also lived there for a while, so I think that kind of gives me some bias as well. Other cities that are really, dude, we just got back from Philly. What was it, 3 weeks ago or something? I was blown away by how good the food was in Philadelphia. Everyone gives New York the love, which will honestly probably be the last city, because if I'm talking besides Boston, it's eight Boston. So, you got a larger sample size, there's going to be more food options. But Philly never gets love. Like, how many people you heard, like, dude, I went to Philly and had some of the best food of my life? No one says that. People are like, oh, I'm eating a cheesesteak and I'm going to like an Eagles game and I'm out of there. Bro, the diversity, the abundance, and just the flavors that I had in Philadelphia were insane. So I'd say those are kind of the three cities that come to mind if I had to pick three of those ones that you outlined.
There you go, dude. Whenever I go to those places, I've been to New York many of times, but DC, never been to Florence, Milan. I haven't go to any of those places. I get to hit those places that you reviewed, which that's a nice thing. It's kind of
Why
like
I'm here, man.
it's good, because I was going to say, when you have people that look at your page, right, they're going to be tourists that are coming to Boston, people that are from Boston going to visit New York and they want to find some good restaurants, right? People are going to use you as kind of like a guide to what food place they should try. And that's leads to my next question. Somebody's looking to tour Boston, right? They're not from Boston, or even if they are from Boston, they haven't been to, certain places and certain restaurants. What three restaurants do you recommend the most? And it might be tough to pick three. So, I mean, I guess you can, take it any way you'd like. If you want to say five restaurants, two restaurants, whatever you'd like to say, but which ones would you
Is it a
recommend?
factor or no?
What'd you say?
Money a factor or no?
It's up to you. Whatever you think. Whatever
You
you
want
think.
me to go like breakfast, lunch, dinner?
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you think's best. Because I was just saying, because
All right.
you reviewed a lot of different things. So it's not
I'm gonna
easy
go
to put filters
I'm
on
gonna go
it, but
breakfast, lunch, dinner. I'm gonna do that.
okay, I like it.
I'm gonna go breakfast, bro. I say this all the time. I don't care. And I'm talking city limits. Like, we're talking city of Boston. No greater Boston. City of Boston.
Yep.
Brick Street bagels, man. I don't know if you've had them, bro. I don't know what the hell those guys put in those bagels. It is insanity. That with the schmear that they got, cheddar bagel, dill pickle schmear, that's breakfast. I'm getting that for breakfast. It's, like my last day in Boston. Lunch, Sam LaGrasse's. We're getting pastrami, Downtown Crossing. That sandwich is pricey. It's like $30, $35. It's worth every penny. And Katz's in New York doesn't hold a candle to it. So I'd say that's the sandwich I'd go for. Dinner time? Damn, it's gonna depend on the mood I'm in, bro. I gotta give my people love, man. I'm Italian. I'm gonna say limoncello for dinner. North End, Maurizio, he owns a joint and he runs it with like four of his siblings. I wanna say it was 98, 1998. He bought a lottery ticket in the North End. $1 million. Open limoncello, and it's one of the best, I think, in the North End to this day. So I would go there for dinner. Dessert, and if I could throw a little dessert in there after.
Why not, right?
I mean, this is some donut. I'm trying to think donuts, ice. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go Lazy Bear, Dorchester, bro. Shout out to my people down there, man. Lazy Bear's got good ass ice cream. I'll end the day with some ice cream there.
That's good. Yeah, you've got a great kind of a mix of things there, right? Mixing it up, breakfast, lunch, dinner. You did have a review recently in the South End, Madeline's, where it was like a soft serve that was like maple ice cream, which I've never
Yeah.
heard of. I've never heard of any soft serves. Like you said in the video, like it's really only like Twist, vanilla, chocolate. You never really hear of something unique like that, like maple, but that's unique. That's something that really stands out.
Right.
I just saw that review today. I rewatched, as I said, a good amount of your videos, and that was one that I
Appreciate
saw
you.
and I was like, well, that's really cool. So but I love you mentioning Limoncello. That's obviously a restaurant that you mentioned on your page before. And I know you said your dad's, friends with the guy that runs it, which is really cool as well. So it's cool to, now everything goes full circle, right? Your dad was friends with them. Now you're reviewing it. Now you're promoting it, which is awesome. And now speaking to your dad's obviously a great cook. He's had roast beef dinners on Wednesdays for how many years now? I mean, I know this is, it's a very popular and famous food dish that I've been meaning to try. I still got to get over to your house for it, but how
Well,
long
you're
you
gonna
been
be
doing
there
that
next
for?
Wednesday for it, so
Let's do it. Let's do it. Lock me in for next Wednesday. But how long has he been
perfect.
doing it for? I know he's been obviously the last few years, I know he's been inviting me and I've always been meaning to go, but how long have you guys been doing that for?
So, I mean, he's made kind of roast beefs for years, like, since I was in like high school, I'd say I remember eating those sandwiches, but like we started eating them like religiously every single Wednesday right as I got out of college. So when I graduated college, I moved down to Washington for my first job, DC. And I was down there for a year. And I mean, you know me, man. I got Boston's my place. I got my mom's one of 11. My dad's the youngest of 10 boys. Everyone's in Boston. Like it was tough kind of packing up everything, going to college there, and then leaving the city just to go to a city where I knew nobody for a job. So when I was down there, I was kind of like, dude, like, how can I still feel like I'm at home, even though I'm not physically at home? And this is when I realized like I got a really good support system with my family and my friends when I was down there. They made a tradition every Wednesday was the supper club. And I was like, the hell? What is that? So I'd have four of my best friends would go to my house in Shrewsbury and they would work out and my dad would cook them roast beef dinner every single Wednesday for the year I was down there. And then I moved back home, joined the club, and we still do it every Wednesday. So that is how that came to be.
Dude, that is awesome. That's crazy. You weren't even there, and your dad was still doing it for them, which is awesome. Which shout
Bro,
out Rams.
every single week, those dudes were not missing a roast beef Wednesday. And my dad, you know him. He's the most generous guy in the world. He did it every week and he loves to do it still.
Yeah, your dad's a legend, which I think back to. I was on the phone with him a few times, right? And obviously, he's my season ticket holder at BC for men's
Yes.
basketball and football. I talked to him the day before the Duke game, right? I was on the phone with him, and he said, "Hey," and he was asking me a question about his tickets. I think the mobile tickets didn't show up in his Apple Wallet or something, so I was helping him with that. And he said, "Like, hey, I have a son that's probably right around your age," which I didn't put two and two together. I didn't even look
Which is
and say,
wild
which
that
is
that
crazy,
wasn't pieced
right?
together.
Which is crazy how to put two and two together. He said, "I think you'd like to meet my son. He's, right around your age, and he'll be at the game tomorrow." Lo and behold, I show up to his seats, obviously where you guys are sitting, in section C to say hello, and you're the first seat right on the end of the row. And I'm like, dude, no way, no way. Which was awesome though. That was great. And your dad was so confused too, because me and you are dapping up, we're hugging, saying this is crazy. And your dad's like, wait, you guys know each other? And I'm like, I should have put this together. It's on me. For not seeing the name and obviously being from Boston, I was like, I should have put two and two together, and I didn't. But that was a great moment. That was awesome. And then obviously seeing you guys at some other games as well, which I hope to catch you guys at some games in the second half. And your dad knows I'm always happy to help him. Anything
I
he
know,
needs. So
he knows.
he's.
That was hilarious that I was holding the jumbo pretzel. I remember I was like, there's no way this is happening right now.
Dude, I shook you in the shoulder, which you probably were like, who's pushing me right now? And I was like,
I
dude,
thought I
no
was like,
way.
who the hell is touching me right
I
now?
was like, no way. It was awesome though. I knew obviously your brother went to BC, and I should have put two and two together and saw DeVito and thought that was, you and your family, but I didn't somehow. But shout out Rich, what a legend. I'm looking forward next Wednesday night, roast beefs, which dude, I've been trying to find a date where I could make it happen. I know you guys still do it every Wednesday, but I had classes, I was in grad school, and then obviously BC has games on some Wednesday nights and
You're
stuff,
a
but
busy man, dude. We understand. We understand. We're doing it every Wednesday. So whenever it works for you, our doors are open.
I love that. I appreciate that truly. And thank you,
Of
Dad, for me
course.
as well. I have a couple more questions about food reviews, and then I'll
Yes.
ask you a couple quick questions about sports, and then I'll let you go. I know you've had obviously a long day, so I appreciate your
Shoot,
time.
man. Shoot.
So I'll ask you this. You look at the people you've already interviewed, and you've obviously had, a great list of people, like we already mentioned. Are there any people you aspire to have on a review some point in the future? Is there a certain person or maybe even a place that you haven't gone yet? That could be, part of the question as well. Maybe you want to go try food in LA or something, for example. But
Yes. Okay. I see what you're saying. I would say there's more. I don't think this is, I don't know if I want to say a specific place where I'm like, I got to get here. I've never been out west before. So I want to go to Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and explore the food scene out there because I know it is a whole world different than what we're used to on the East Coast. People I'd want on an episode. Damn, man, there's a lot. Like, there's a lot of people. Like, I kind of like the idea of having, guests, reviewers on just to meet new people, show them good food, and just have a good time. If I had like three dream ones that come to mind, I mean, dude, like I said this in the video, like, or whatever, this the interview, like I sound crazy when I say things. People are like, you are delusional. People will laugh at me. Like, if you are not getting laughed at for like your aspirations and your dreams, they're not big enough. I'm going number one, I need Guy Fieri. That's the GOAT, the food review GOAT, like who I try to almost model my videos after. Like, it's similar, kind of that diner, drive-ins and dives style. He would be unbelievable. Get the frosted tips on the page. Two, I'm gonna go Brady. I want Tom Brady, the greatest, not only the greatest football player ever, probably the most famous Boston athlete ever, I would say. You know? I mean, him or Julian Edelman, like both of those guys, would be, I mean, we watched them all growing up. Like, those were our guys. If I could get either of them in an episode, that would be crazy. And then three. Damn, man. I don't know. Somebody like I don't know if I'd want to do like another athlete or a food personality. I think I'd want to do like some big time movie actor. Honestly, dude, I'm gonna go back to Entourage. I love Entourage. I'd love Adrian Grenier to be on the episode. Vinny Chase from Entourage. That would be. I would not be complaining. I wouldn't ask for much more if I could get those guys on an episode.
Well, I think it's possible, right? With knowing Jeremy Piven, you never know what the future holds, right? And obviously he knows you and knows you have a great food review page. You've met him, like you create a relationship with them. And people see also too in your reviews, you're genuine. And also it's not even just in your reviews. You see anyone sees you on the street, like you said, people come up to you, ask for a picture. Like you are a very down to earth, nice, chill dude. And that's what
Thanks,
people
bro.
like when you reach out to people, they know you're being genuine and you want them on just as a fan. Obviously, you're a big fan of these people, like Guy Fieri, like that's obviously a legend. But
Yeah.
these people know when you're reaching out, you're genuine, you're authentic. So
Yeah, I
I think all
appreciate that
those
a
things
lot,
would be
bro. Thank
great.
you.
I would be the biggest fan of watching those. If you had Guy Fieri, like that'd
We'll
be
get
big
you in
time.
one.
Dude, I would love to be there. I know Mark Walsh, which shout out Mark Walsh.
Shout out Mark Walsh, yo. Best music in Boston, Mark Walsh.
That's our boy. Shout out Mark Walsh. He was obviously at one of your reviews. I think he was at Rondo's, right?
Yeah, he was at
But
the
you shouted me
Rondos.
out. You did shout out me. You shouted out Walshy. Like you shouted
I
out
shouted out
everyone, which
all
is
my
great.
Southie guys. Like, bro,
Harry
I'm not
Kelly.
forgetting my guys. I gotta give them love.
That was great. That was awesome. You did shout us out, which was great. And I remember my mom sent me that, which I already liked it. I think I already commented. My
No
mom's like,
way. Your
my mom
mom
sends
sent
me. My mom sends me, and she's like, "He mentioned you." I'm like, "Yeah, mom, I commented. Like, I know you said
me.
shout out Joey,"
I know who he is.
which is awesome. Which is awesome. But yeah, my family do. They follow your page. They're always liking things. And I told my mom I had you on. She gave me some of these questions. My mom was
No
like, "I want
way.
to ask some of these things." Which a couple of them, like places you want to go. That was one of her questions. Like what you haven't been to yet. Which you said obviously the West Coast is something you want to see. And then also your top three restaurants that you'd recommend to somebody. Which she grew up in Boston, just like my dad. Your dad, obviously, too, growing up here, your mom as well. Like all of them being from Boston, which they know a lot of restaurants, but
Yeah.
today, everything's different. You go to Southie, every restaurant's different than it was 20 years ago, right? Like things
Yeah, ten
change. So
years ago.
having you do all the research and give some recommendations is big time. So
Yeah.
she's a big fan, though, and she'll be psyched to watch this episode. And
Dude,
I know your
tell her I
dad's
love her.
excited,
Tell your
too.
mom and the whole family, I appreciate them watching. That's awesome.
I
Seriously.
appreciate that, dude. Truly. And obviously, it goes right back to your family, which your dad's always been supportive and someone that anytime something, at BC where I can see him and say hello, he's always been great, which I wish I got to see him at a football game this year, but we'll see each other at
Make it
basketball,
happen next
obviously.
year. Petey's just a sophomore, so we're good.
That's it. Yes, you obviously got some time. Obviously got some time. But I'll ask you one more question about food reviews, and then we'll jump over and talk some sports really quick.
Funny.
What are your goals for 2026? Which it could be anything. It could be how many episodes you want to review and have uploaded. Certain places you want to go that you haven't gone yet. It's up to you. However you'd like to answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. I don't know if there's any concrete goals or if there's like a list of things that I have mapped out, like I want to accomplish this. Like social media, this is not something like that your parents or my parents did growing up, and you have like, a role model, like, okay, you did this, and this to get to this point. Like, this is brand new, and we're the first ones to kind of experience it. So I'm kind of like, dude, I'm kind of on a roller coaster and I'm just seeing where it goes, Like, that's kind of how I've put my mindset to it. All I can control is the quality of the content. I just try to be myself and the consistency. I try to do this all weekend, every weekend, because I'm working 60 hours a week during the week. So on the weekends, this is my entire weekend. And I would say goal, I mean, maybe like, I don't know, if I could hit like 100K, you like, that'd be a sick goal. But I wouldn't say that, like, all right, I want that to be the ceiling, Like 50K, really cool, really humbling. Love and appreciate everybody that watches. Like, that's honestly still mind-boggling. Like, I can't wrap my mind around that. But like, I'm far from where I want to be. Like, I think that there's a lot left in store with this page, and I want to just see where it can go before I call it quits.
Definitely. That's a great goal. And I like what you said. You can't really always have a concrete number you want to get to, which 100K, which would be great. But like you said, you're kind of just seeing where the journey goes and you're going to stay
Right.
committed. And, you know, whatever way things go, I know you're going to, you know, continue to put out episodes and continue to stay driven and dedicated, which you got 50.5K. You already got another 500,000, 500 followers since,
I
you know,
don't
getting
get
that
it, man.
50K. And you got 45K on TikTok, was it too? So
Yeah.
you're at like 95K between the two of them, which is really impressive. And those
Thank
numbers are
you.
only going to grow the more you do this, which is great. And obviously I'll be rooting for you along the journey always. And
Thanks,
being
brother. I
able
know
just
you
to
will.
follow it from the start, which I think I probably found it, which we obviously knew each other before that, but I think I found it probably around like maybe a 10th review. I think somebody, you know,
I was gonna
reposted
say
it.
I bet you I didn't have 100 followers when you found me.
I found it, I think it might have been Kevin Zanuck, like one of them probably reshared it or something. And I saw it and I was like, oh, this is awesome. I was like, this is great. And then obviously, you know,
Making me
now
blush, man.
it's all no, dude. I truly like I've followed the entire, you know, every step of the way. Mark Walsh as well. Like, we always talk about how much of a legend you are. Truly, we always
Guys
say
are real
the
ones, man.
GOAT.
I'm lucky to have you in my life.
We always say you're the GOAT, dude. So thank you so much though. And I'll ask you a couple quick Boston sports questions and then I'll let you go, which I'll
Okay.
let you pick. Do you want to talk about the Celtics, Patriots, or Red Sox? I'll let you pick of the three of those.
Brother, you are the host. I am the guest. Whatever you are most passionate and have the most information to talk about, I'm all ears.
All right, well, let's go with the Patriots then. Obviously, they're playing the best right now. Had a great, you know, regular season. There's one more game left to go, but you know, things are looking up for the playoffs. Heading into this year, did you have expectations of being, which I thought they'd be like a 9-8 team, which would be, you know, good, which would be a great improvement from the last couple seasons. Did you see this team actually being a 13-3 team heading into the last week of the regular season?
Anyone that comes on this podcast and says that they are lying through their teeth. I didn't think we were going to get 9-8. I thought that we were going to be like, wait, take two away, 7-10.
Ten.
I thought we were going to be like 7-10 was my guess. You know, we got a second year quarterback, young guy, brand new coach, young team. I was kind of like, this not, you know, this is kind of just a rebuilding year, you know, like get our guys acclimated, get a little bit older, get some experience under our belt, and get ready for next year. And then they win 10 straight games, and it's like, what the hell is going on? You know? I mean, dude, everyone in the rest of the country I know hates our guts because we're spoiled rotten for 20 years. A couple of years, we suck, and then we get the next primetime Tom Brady and Drake May. So I think we got it pretty good, and I'm excited to see what they do.
Yeah, that leads me into my next question. You mentioned Drake May, obviously being a guy that really took a big step in year two. Do you think he's the NFL MVP? Which I know Stafford had a bad game last night, so it's looking like he'll probably be the MVP,
I
but
mean, how could
it
we
might
say no?
not.
I mean, how could we say that he's not? You know, that's a New England guy. That's our guy. We got to say he's MVP. Do I think they'll give it to him? I think they'll probably give it to Stafford, but I love Drake May. I think he's a great role model for the young kids that are in New England. You know, I think a lot of professional athletes in this day and age can have, you know, some messy stuff going on off the court. And that guy, you know, loves God, married to his girlfriend that he met in what, eighth grade or something like that. Great family he comes from, and he's just the most humble guy. You listen to any of his post-game interviews, first thing he says is like, man, thank the good Lord. Like how, like that's so lost in this day and age, you know, like that's such a good thing for young kids to see and emulate as they grow up. And then he's stud on the football field. That speaks for itself. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy, down to earth. He'd be a good guy to maybe get in review one day, right? Like,
That would be
he
a
had the Bake
sick,
Miss
that would
series.
be a sick episode.
He and
We
his
get
wife had the Bake
Drake
Miss series,
May and
right?
Matt.
That would have been cool. I mean, I think there's something there in the future. He'll be here for a long time, right? So,
He'll be around. I as long as everything goes well, he'll be around. So maybe it happens one day.
yeah, absolutely. And then now you look at where they are, one last regular season game, like I said, heading into the playoffs. What team in the AFC, if any, do you think would be the toughest test? Which team are you like, okay, that would be probably the game that would be
They're eliminated.
the hardest
Chiefs
one?
would have been the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs, you know, like they suck all year. Mahomes kind of just, you know, does his thing. And then when the playoffs come, he's like, okay, time to win the Super Bowl. And he does every freaking time. So seeing him, God bless the guy, tore his ACL, it sucks. But they're eliminated. I mean, I don't know. Like, you're going to tell me the Broncos are better than us? The Denver Broncos, Bo Nix? I don't see that, man. Like, there's not a lot of teams in the AFC that really frighten me. I think it's the NFC. I think whoever comes out of the NFC is kind of who's going to win it. And if we're able to get to the Super Bowl and do that, we'll see what happens.
Hey, you never know how the ball bounces, right? If you make it there, you have a chance. That's all you
You
want.
never know how the cookie crumbles, my friend.
Exactly. See, look at that. That's exactly right. So we'll see. I think Jacksonville would be the toughest test in the AFC, in my opinion, just with the way they've been playing. I know this past week wasn't their best game. Trevor Lawrence wasn't the best this past week. But you know, they've been really good the last like six games. I think Buffalo's a team the Patriots already have beaten this year once, and 1-1 against. But the Chiefs being out, the Ravens probably being out. Like those things will help the Patriots, I think, which, Lamar Jackson hasn't really had the playoff success that Patrick Mahomes has had. So Mahomes obviously is the guy you'd probably worry about the most. Burrow's obviously out with the Bengals being eliminated. So you're looking at Josh Allen being kind of that big time quarterback that's left in the AFC. And there are some other good ones. Trevor Lawrence had an amazing year. Bo Nix has had a better year and a better career than I thought he would, honestly, coming out of college. But I think the Patriots can beat any of those teams. And if you get to the
I
Super
do.
Bowl, anything can happen at the end of the day. But I'm gonna ask you a quick question about the Celtics. I know you're a big basketball fan.
Yes,
What are your
sir.
thoughts on the way the Celtics have played this year? And then obviously Jason Tatum's coming back from an injury potentially, maybe at the end of the year. Would you risk him coming back and re-injuring that Achilles tendon?
I think everyone kind of doubted how they would be this year, including myself. They got a great winning record. Jaylen Brown is playing at an MVP level. Pritchard's taken a big step up in the offensive game and the weight that he's bore on his shoulders. I don't know if that's the right verb for it, but I think it's crazy. Like, I think we are so spoiled as Boston sports fans. Like, I couldn't imagine living in, I don't know, Oregon and being a Trailblazers fan. Like, that is so cheeks. Like, at least, like, with Boston, like, it's cold, it's gloomy, sunsets at 4 o'clock, but we got great sports and great people. So, like, to have that, we are so spoiled. But with the Celtics, I don't know. I don't know if I want Tatum to rush right back into, things where he's just, hey, like, I just want to play, the last 10 games of the season to say I did. For what, Like, if we're really making a serious push to, like, be a 2 or 3 seed in the playoffs and we can make a run, like, maybe. But as of now, it's kind of like, dude, take the time. Like, let us have a rebuild year. Let's see if we can get Jaylen Brown an MVP, and then next year he can come back and we'll go win the title.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility, which I don't think anybody expects them to be where they are right now, third in the East.
No.
It's supposed to be a gap year, right? Which Indiana was
Right.
going to have a gap year. The Celtics are going to have a gap year. Look at how Indiana's playing right now, one of the worst teams in the league, and the Celtics are still a top team in the NBA, which is just crazy without Jason Tatum. And you obviously lost Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, like a lot of moving pieces from last year into this year, and they somehow still found a way to stay, competitive, which is really impressive. And I don't know if they'll risk Tatum getting re-injured. I think, like you said best, like if they're in April and he might be ready to play and they're still right around the 2 or 3 seed in the East, they think, okay, with Tatum, we can, win the NBA Finals. I think there's a chance, but if they start, falling a little bit and they become like the 5 or the 6, and another team makes a big time
Exactly.
move at the deadline, like let's say if the Pistons add Kawhi Leonard, it might be tough to get past a team like Detroit. They might say, you know what, let's just rest them and see how things go. But you never know what the future holds. So I
Right.
think if you get Tatum back, that's the best acquisition any team will have, after the trade deadline, at the deadline or after, right? He's going to be the best, acquisition anyone has. But you pointed out best saying growing up in Boston, we are, spoiled with all the success that Boston sports have had growing up, which being from Southie, being from West Roxbury, right? Like we're two local guys, grew up fans of, the Red Sox. And obviously I grew up a Giants fan, which I don't know if you knew that, but I
I
grew up a
did
New
not
York
know
Giants
that.
fan. I grew up a
What?
New York Giants fan. I did.
Oh.
It's a family thing. I can explain.
Okay.
I can explain. The Patriots weren't around until 1960. So they were adopted in, I think it was 1960. My grandfather grew up here in like 30s, 40s, 50s. He was a Giants fan since they were the closest team. And everyone kind of in New England were Giants fans at the time. So then when the Patriots came, he stayed with the Giants. My dad did, and then I did. So right down the line, staying with
All
the
right, it's a
Giants.
rite of passage. I can allow it. I can allow
Exactly.
it.
Exactly. But I don't root against the Patriots. My point was, like, growing up here and obviously growing up in Boston, seeing all the success, like, I have friends that grew up, which one of my really good friends I work with at BC, work with him, he's in the ticket office with me, from Ohio, big Bengals fan. They've never won a Super Bowl, right? So it's like you see the Patriots have all the success they've had, the Red Sox, the Bruins, the Celtics. Like, not many people can say they've seen all their teams win over the course of their life, especially with us being 25 years old, seeing as many wins as we've have, in the city of Boston. Like, it's crazy. So it's something that we're very fortunate and thankful for. But not many people can say that. You pointed it out best. You said it best. I mean, if you're a Blazers fan, you're not seeing as many rings
You're
as
not seeing
possible.
anything, man. You're seeing salmon, is what you're seeing.
That might be the next place to go interview. They need something to
I
keep
was
them
gonna say,
up.
we'll make a trip out there.
They need something to keep them up with the way they've been playing, the last few years. So they need you out there too, truly. But I do have one more question for you, which we talked Boston sports and we obviously touched on the Celtics and the Patriots. Who are your top four favorite Boston athletes of all time? Which it might be tough. Your Mount Rushmore or favorite athletes. So not necessarily the top four, but your favorite four of your
My
Boston
favorite
athletes.
four.
Yeah, and I can give you mine first if you want to take a second.
Yeah, go ahead. I want you go. You got them loaded up. Go.
And this changes. I did this on an episode probably like a year or two ago, and it's probably different now than it was then. But Isaiah Thomas, my favorite Celtic of all time. Got to throw IT in there. No one had more grit, more fight than he did. And obviously, being his size and have the success he had in Boston was very impressive. He took a team that was rebuilding into being a legit contender. So I'm going to go Isaiah Thomas, Mookie Betts, my favorite Red Sox of all time, which I wish things ended differently, but I'm going to throw Mookie in there. Patrice Bergeron, wanted to have a Bruin in there. And Berge is a Boston legend, obviously, a guy that stayed true to the franchise and a player that, no matter what was going on, like you said about Drake May, always said the right thing in interviews. Like Patrice Bergeron always did that as well, was a great leader in the locker room, a player I always admired. And then I'm going to go David Ortiz, I think. Which I'm not a Patriots fan,
No
so that's why I have no
brainer.
Patriots in there. So I do apologize. I have no Pats in there, but I'm gonna go David Ortiz because I think, like you said about Tom Brady, being one of the biggest Boston athletes of all time, David Ortiz is right there and everything he meant to the city. It's right up there with Tom Brady. So Ortiz would be my fourth. Now if you got four, you can go. But I know it's tough. It's tough to break these
I'm
spots.
taking your last one for my first one. You talk about influence and kind of who is such a stronghold in your childhood and your development. David Ortiz. If you are under the age of 26 and David Ortiz is on your Mount Rushmore, you're lying. You're lying. I don't care what anybody says. The second, stabbed 11 times, played all 82 games, and was an NBA All-Star. Shaquille O'Neal donned him the truth. I'm putting Paul Pierce as my number two.
Fair.
Three, I'm gonna go Julian Edelman, the squirrel man. That dude with the long hair, Kent State, Randy Moss bullying him. People are like, who the hell is this guy? And then he's the Super Bowl MVP. Total underdog. I love Julian Edelman. That's three. Four, this is where it gets tough. I don't watch a ton of hockey. I'm not a big Bruins guy, so I don't know if there's a hockey guy I could throw on there. I mean, you left the team out. So I mean, I don't want anyone
Yep,
that's watching
that's
this to
fine.
throw hate. I mean, that's part of the program. I probably watch the most hoops. So I'm probably leaning to throw another Celtic on there. You know what, yo? Shout out my pops, bro. I'm gonna give you my pops number one all times. All Boston athletes, Kevin McHale, man. I'm putting Kevin McHale as my number four. People probably like, what the hell? I thought you were gonna say KG, or I thought you were gonna say Brady, man. Why don't you give Kevin McHale some love? I don't think anyone said that one before.
I love that. No, that's a very unique one. Kind of, something that no one would expect, especially being a guy that was, very much before we were alive. But he's a Boston legend, obviously, and had a lot of
Legend.
success coaching, being an executive, big time figure, especially, as a player here in Boston, winning all the championships he did. So I love those four. And then you did mention, obviously, Ortiz, like I did. I'll ask you one question about the Red Sox. Do you see Alex Bregman coming back in free agency? Or there's a lot of rumors he could go to Detroit, could go to Arizona, I was seeing. Like he could go anywhere, I guess. But do you think he ends up being back in Boston?
What are we supposed to expect with the leadership, man? It's kind of like I hope for the best, but I expect the worst. And I expect him to walk. I don't think he's gonna come back. My hopes is I just got fingers crossed Bo Bichette is a Boston Red Sox come the next season. That is kind of what I'm hoping. I don't think Bregman's gonna come back. I think they're like, oh, he's too old or all this. Guy's nails. I think he's a great fit. He's a great leader in the clubhouse. He's good to the young guys. I think he would be perfect, but I'm not the one making the decisions.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think there's a good chance he ends up leaving, especially with how long it's been. I mean, we're heading into 2026. He's unsigned, and there are some other big players as well, from Valdez, Kyle Tucker. Like, it's not just Bregman, but I think it's tough that it's been this long they've been able to figure out a deal. And it seems like the Red Sox are very afraid of going past like a 3-year deal with anybody. And Bregman wants
The
4 years or
cheap.
5 years, right? So, and they traded Devers, right? You trade Rafael Devers, you get,
I love
whatever it
that.
was.
I'm cutting you off there. That was unbelievably the right decision to do that.
It
I
took guts
loved
to do.
Rafi, man. I loved him, but I'm not playing first base. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And you're getting paid all that money. Get out of here, bro. I think it was the right call. And look how we did in the San Francisco.
Yeah,
I don't
I made the
care.
wild card, right? And we obviously turned into a playoff team. And you went, did you go to a playoff game in New
Oh,
York?
I was there. Oh, I was there. That was one of the craziest sporting events I've ever been to.
Yeah, it's loud there. It's tough when you go to Yankee Stadium, especially the playoffs. I've never been there for a playoff game, but I've been there for regular season games over the years. And it's loud there. I mean, what was that like being there?
I mean, we were with all the boys. I think there was 10 of us that were sitting in a literal zoo in left field bleachers. I was kind of like, oh my God. Middlebrooks was doing the announcement on the game. Like he was there. I texted him. I go, if you see 10 dudes getting jumped and killed in left field, it's me. Send help. And he was like, dude, you're on your own. So we're out there. People are heckling us left and right, left and right. Sox end up winning the game. Thank God. I don't care what, like I said earlier, I don't care what anybody says to me. You can say whatever the heck you want. Don't talk about my family, talk about my friends, about me, whatever you want. But I was like, if someone's touching me, that's where we got to draw the line. That's where we got to, I won't share all the details since we're, on a platform. But as we were leaving the game, a couple of Yankees fans that had maybe a few too many drinks, maybe took a couple of swings at me, and then I had my friends make sure that nothing further happened, and then we got the hell out of New York and made it back to Boston with a win. So I was at that game, and that is a little tidbit I'll share. I won't go further than that.
That's crazy. Well, that's a crazy. I mean, you see the win, obviously, it was a close game too, which the Yankees had a chance of winning that game at the end, right? But they
Yeah.
basically loaded the Yankees in that one,
Bases
like the
loaded and
ninth inning.
Chapman got him out of it. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that was a crazy game. Then obviously you have the aftermath. The game's over with. You won, and you have obviously all that commotion afterwards. But I'm happy you made it out. Happy the Red Sox won. But it's not an easy place to go for a
No.
playoff game to get a win. But you look
And
back, and
then
obviously it's a
get to
memory
work
for
at
the
8
rest.
a.m. the next day. I was at.
You're back in Boston. You right the next day
I was at
for
work at 8 a.m. the next morning. It was not my most productive day, I'll tell you
that.
that for sure.
That must be quite the story for your coworkers saying, yeah, I was just, in the Bronx, last night, 6 hours
They
ago, I
couldn't
was
believe
there.
it because I told them I was going to the game, and they could not believe I was there the next morning. They're like, "Oh my God!" And I was like, "Just don't give me any work today. Like, let me just clock in, clock out, and get the hell out of here."
Hey, you made it out though. You made it through,
Made it
obviously,
out. We made it out.
and you saw a win. So that's obviously great. But anyways, Tommy, don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank
I
you so
love
much for
being here,
being on
man. You can take
here.
up as much as you want.
This was great though. This was awesome. And I do want to, I didn't mention at the beginning, I should have, your handle on Instagram and on TikTok at DeVito Food Reviews. DeVito Food Reviews. Check it out, Instagram and TikTok. He has episodes 2, 3 times a week, basically, roughly, right?
Yeah.
Probably. So it's obviously, you're obviously putting out consistent content. So everyone that's listening, go and check that out. But thank you so much, Tommy. It truly was an honor to have a Boston legend and the GOAT, Jeremy on the podcast today. This was awesome. So thank you so much. And I'm wishing you and your family a very happy and healthy 2026. And looking forward to your dad's roast beefs, hopefully next Wednesday night.
Love you, Joey. Thanks, brother. We'll see you next week at my crib.
Love you too, brother. Take care.